bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. All right. So I got tired of listening to people complain and moan about a certain topic. And so I thought I would take the time right now to explain what something is. Everybody keeps complaining. Why did they take so long to do the Amber Alert? Why did they take so long to find that kid? As if they could do it better. If you could do it, you would have done it, but you didn't. And so rather than argue, I'm going to go through the Milwaukee Police Department standard operating procedure. That is simple, straightforward, has guidelines. The state of Wisconsin says you have to do this, and that's it. Got it? Okay. It's a policy and a procedure that they have to respond and thoroughly investigate all missing reports. Now, I don't know if you remember, this was back, I don't remember if it was before I retired or after I retired, but there was a missing and sensitive crimes dropped the ball. Or did the state drop the ball? Or did the county drop the ball? Or did the, well, what happened is it fell through the cracks. And the reason it fell through the cracks was because the policy followed what they were supposed to do. But what do you do when you have a new instance of something happening and you have no idea what the process is because you've never had this issue before? So I'm going to follow the parts that talk about abducted children. A person 17 years, oh, and by the way, you can find this on the Milwaukee Police Department. Just Google Milwaukee Police Department standard operating procedures. This is number, this is SOP 180 for missing persons. It was effective June 26th of 2025. That means they just updated it. It amended an order that came out July 24th of 2024. And if you go back and back and back and back, you'll see all the things and all the times they updated it. Here's some definition. An abducted child is a person 17 years or younger who was unwillingly removed from his or her home or the custody of his or her parent, guardian, legal custodian, without permission from the child's legal guardian or designated legal representative. That means any adult with them that has control over them. What's an Amber Alert? Amber Alert is a system. It's a cooperative effort between law enforcement and broadcast media, Department of Transportation and wireless industry in the event of a child abduction. Activation of the system provides emergency broadcasts of descriptive information of the missing through a multitude of media outlets, including text to your phone, to facilitate the safe recovery of an abducted child. Then they go through critical missings. They go through green alerts for veterans. They go through white alerts for older people. I'm sorry, gray alerts, all that, right? So what's a missing person? A long-term missing person is a person who remains the subject of a missing person investigation over 90 days. I can tell you as a shift commander, every single day, there's a list of missings that are assigned to a particular officer in a particular squad area, and their job is to do follow-up, see if the person has returned home, have they heard from, who else can we talk to, blah, 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 and then file a report. Got it? But what we're talking about is what happens and what do you need to do in order to get an Amber Alert. Well, there's an investigative responsibility, right? That means that if a kid is missing, and I'm going to paraphrase it because it'll take too long to read. If a kid is missing from a location, they have to check that location. They have to go back. Even though mommy and daddy, they're not in the house, they're still going to go back and check your house top to bottom. They're going to check the basement, the cupboards, the stairs, anywhere a kid might stay. Under the sink, in the attic, in the bay, everywhere. Everywhere. Does that make sense? Okay. They're going to conduct a search of the home and grounds. They're going to go to the last location where the missing kid was found. They're going to fully identify and separately interview anybody and everybody that was there, saw the disappearance, heard about the disappearance, knew about the disappearance, all that. They're going to look at any incident scenes. They're going to broadcast a description. They're going to canvass not only the house, but the neighbors, but the actual neighborhood. And they're going to determine whether it's a non-critical missing and the person's just not here. And then what they're going to do is they're going to notify their supervisor. They're going to search to see whether or not this person's been missing before. They're going to try to get any additional identification they can with this kid. If I stop Glenn and Glenn's with me and Glenn gets stopped and they get my name, they have mine and Glenn's name. If Glenn comes up missing, they'll call me. Hey, last time we saw Glenn, Glenn was with you. All right, is Glenn with you now? They're going to check to see if that person is in somebody else's custody. Did the police come by and pick that kid up and another officer's holding that kid, right? But children, again, are different. Anywhere you would sleep, anywhere you would hide, anywhere you'd be trapped, including the sewer, they're going to check. They're going to interview everybody, anybody that came in contact in a given timeline. What they want to do is determine where was this kid before they got abducted, when they got abducted, and thank God, when they get you in custody afterwards, they're going to find out what happened after. And then when they find the kid, you know what they're going to do? Confirm this is the child. They're going to make sure the parents can identify the child. They have identifiable information. They're going to ask the kid their name. Do you know your date of birth? All that stuff. They're going to do follow-up. Now, get this. As I said earlier, for every single missing, every single day. But the issue here is, what do you do with all that information? They do missing person audits. That means they go through to figure out who's missing every day. They have a report coordinator to make sure all the reports are there and that they're done properly, that photos are with them and all that. But when it comes to an Amber Alert, what is that? It has to do with abducted children. The child must be 17 years or younger. Must be in danger of serious bodily harm or death. The initiating agency must have enough descriptive information about the child, the suspect, suspect vehicle, to believe an immediate broadcast alert will help alert the child, and that's exactly what it did. The Amber Alert is not to be used for family abductions, dad took the kid, and runaways unless the child's life is in imminent danger, which means what? It might be something as simple as, and I don't mean to downplay the word to downplay an abduction. The kid may just need medication, and they need medication every 4 hours or 6 hours or 12 hours or whatever. If a police member has reason to believe a child has been abducted, they shall immediately broadcast the description, let their shift commander know, request a sergeant to the scene, and the sergeant will coordinate the search and the canvas of the home and the surrounding area, and then they'll call detectives. And a Criminal Investigation Bureau supervisor will be notified by the district shift commander when they become aware of an abduction and a potential Amber Alert. Now, you know, we talked about all the stuff you had to do up until that. That takes time. That takes time. So when you say it took 4 hours, that's not a long time. I get it and I understand it. But then if the Criminal Investigation Bureau shift commander determines that an Amber Alert criteria has been satisfied, they obtain approval from the inspector of the criminal investigation, or if it's a night or weekend, the night watch commander, and they ensure that Amber Alert instructions are implemented without delay, necessary reports are completed, the investigator shall ensure NCIC, National Crime Index computer, because it goes all over the country, missing person entry is flagged as an Amber Alert. By contacting the what? Criminal Investigation Bureau validation desk. Now, what does a validation desk do? They validate everything. They make sure all the information and all the criteria is correct. The shift commander will continually, the CIB shift commander, monitor and investigate all Amber Alerts. What does that mean? That means that they will assign an investigator. Now, the police are already still looking. Community is still looking. And they assign a detective or an investigative police officer on every single shift, 24 hours a day. And they'll file a missing report for every single thing they do. Well, a supplemental report. And that is exactly what happened. So when people are quick to rush to judgment, they need to understand what that process is, what that alert procedure is, because it's the same. The only difference is if there's imminent danger, when you're screaming for your dad and a guy has a gun and they have a description of you and the car, they made it an Amber Alert. But they still had to do what before they did that? Check the house, check for hiding, check with family, check with witnesses, see if there were other victims, see if there's anything nearby. That, like, all those things don't happen in a vacuum. Time is still ticking away. So I think it's a little disingenuous for people to complain when the system actually worked. I know you have common sense understanding of everything that needs to happen. But at some point, you need to understand and realize that in the end, it's about finding the kid. It's about making sure that the child is found. So those of you that are out bashing and hammering the police department for doing their job, they have partners that they have to work with in order to get this done. The state, the Department of Transportation, broadcast media, everywhere. But where did it come from? It originated in 1996 in Dallas-Fort Worth area following the abduction and murder of Amber Hagerman. Broadcasters and local police coordinated an early warning system to help find abducted children, named it Amber, America's Missing Broadcast Emergency Response, in her memory. That's according to the Office of Justice Programs. The system gained traction. It was adopted nationwide and other states and communities like Wisconsin established their own Amber Alert plans. So when you complain about them not doing their job, that's understandable. But when they not only do it and get it right and find the kid, there's a simple thing you can do. Two words your mother probably taught you to say. Thank you.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
New Cupid, new Cupid. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Time for a change.
New style, down, do your dance, do your
we
dance.
Got a brand new dance.
Down, down, do your dance, do your dance.
You're listening to Truth of the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I was getting hollered at. I said I was playing this. Are you rolling around in your chair? You know how to do that? You know how to do that? You sure? Okay. I don't think you do. Come show me. Come show me. Show me. You don't know how to do it. Not kick? Yeah, I didn't think so. 833-212-1017 is the number. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. So, here's my question. I probably shouldn't ask this, but, you know, I don't know any better. So, should we start parenting classes for kids in, like, middle school? I'm just asking. I think we need parenting class. There were so many things, so many shootings, so many issues this past weekend, and it happens, like, every day now. There's multiple shootings. There's multiple. It's just getting to the point where I don't know. I'm starting to question. Right? Last week, yeah, I love living in Milwaukee. Now it's like, I don't know. Not really a city girl said, good afternoon, Dr. Ken. You ain't my uncle. What's up, Lucretia? Sincere, Ronnie Ray Real. Last class was a blast. Let's see the following. Yep. I'd be great, Reggie. I'd be good. That'd be good. Curly Q is hanging out. SC is hanging out. Not really. Girl said, is this about people saying that it took the police too long to send out the Amber Alert? Because I was thinking the same thing. I knew it was more involved with issuing the first alert, but geez. Well, I got to look for the kid, though. I literally have to look for the kid. Can you imagine getting that entire mechanism moving and then find the kid 20 minutes later? And now I got to stop it from moving after it's been out? And now every time somebody see the kid, they're going to call the police. Like, it causes a thing. You want to make sure. And you want to take time to investigate, too. Just saying. This instantaneous. See, part of the problem is we have an instantaneous society where we expect everything to be, like, done instantaneously. Kids missing, Amber Alert. No! She said you slapped her, arrest. No! Have to investigate. And so you complain when you think the police did it wrong. You complain when the police actually do it right, but yet you still complain. I don't understand that. I mean, I get it, but I don't understand. People were saying that the parents weren't cooperating with the police. Who knows? Who knows? We don't know why. And so we can't make assumptions about what we don't know. Miles said, hello, Dr. Ken. So you went to be on the mic. I told y'all I was going to be on the mic. Not really a city girl. Do you know how to do the dance? Yes, I do. Oh, talking all crazy now. Talking all crazy now. Not really a city girl. Was walking around beyond the mic. Didn't nobody get up to dance? Well, it really wasn't dance music. So then it was just like a hangout. I doubt it. Not really a city girl can't dance. She knows she can't dance. That's okay. Keep perpetrating. That's like that air. You air dance, right? Like people play air instruments. Anyway, do we need classes for middle school? Like, I don't want to know whether or not you want to be a dad or a mom. But just in case, you think we should have middle school parent classes? Since y'all letting y'all kids have kids anyway, why not just have parenting classes? Well, I can tell you a group from CBS58.com. I can tell you a group of people, mainly two, that clearly didn't. 35-year-old Milwaukee man is accused of fatally shooting his 4-year-old son, and the child's 33-year-old mother is facing criminal charges in connection. The shooting happened the night of July 10th, third floor bedroom of a residence near 75th Northridge Lakes Boulevard near the Glenbrook apartment homes. According to the police complaint, Ralph Taylor, long history of domestic violence against Cassandra Taylor, the mother of the 4-year-old victim. The victim's 9-year-old sibling told investigators per the complaint, when Ralph drinks alcohol, he becomes physically and verbally abusive. And the complaint says Ralph would slap the 9-year-old child and use profane language around them. Taylor also allegedly threatened to shoot Cassandra, shoot up the entire house, and kill himself. On July 10th, Ralph woke up wanting to fight, and the 9-year-old accused them of taking a PS4 station. During the day, Ralph was reportedly fighting with Cassandra, broke her Chromebook. After breaking the tablet, the complaint says Ralph went to the living room, grabbed his 4-year-old child by the arm, and took him to the upstairs bedroom. Ralph was reportedly in the upstairs bedroom with the 4-year-old for 1 to 2 minutes before a single gunshot ran out. Cassandra, the 9-year-old, rushed into the bedroom and, according to the complaint, once they were inside, found the 4-year-old in a pool of blood on the floor. Two neighbors told investigators they witnessed Cassandra run out screaming, my son, somebody shot my son. Ralph's reaction to the shooting, according to the 9-year-old's account, demonstrated he did not care. And did not attempt to render aid to the 4-year-old. They interviewed Cassandra's 24-year-old niece, who officials say had been living with Ralph and Cassandra for the past year. And prior to the shooting, Cassandra's niece stated she witnessed Ralph enter the living room, grab the 4-year-old child, and told Cassandra, he's with me. I'm not letting him go. He's my kid. He then took the child upstairs to the bedroom where the shooting occurred. She also told investigators Ralph threatened to shoot everyone in the house and said, you're going to see. Both Ralph and Cassandra were taken into custody following the shooting, but not before investigators say Sandra, watch this, you ready? Hid the gun in a purse and gave it to a neighbor. Authorities interviewed Ralph on the 11th of July, where officials said he initially said the child was shot through the window as he was laying on the bed, arguing with Cassandra via text. However, when confronted with physical evidence that the child had been shot in the mouth, Ralph later changed his story to say the child found a gun underneath the pillow on the bed and shot himself. According to the complaint, investigators asked Ralph what he and Cassandra were fighting about, and he stated it was over his lack of care of their 4-year-old. Cassandra reportedly told Ralph he doesn't watch or care for the child properly, to which Ralph responded with, well, blankety blank it, he can just come upstairs with me. After the shooting, Ralph claimed he put the gun underneath the pillow because he's a felon. It stated he later told the neighbor, I can't let the police find the guns because I'm a felon. And you can go on and read the story. Ralph Taylor's been charged with first-degree intentional homicide, use of a dangerous weapon, possession of a firearm by a felon. Cassandra Taylor has been charged with neglecting a child. Consequence is death and the straw purchase of a firearm. They're both due in court today. What are we doing? Where are the marches? Where's the outrage? Where's the screaming and the hollering? And once again, a child dies. How many children is that this year? 2, 3, 4? And we get the same reaction. Nothing. Shooting over by Element on Water Street. What do we get? Nothing. We get a release from the city council, release from the mayor's office, release from the police department. Nothing. It's like nobody cares anymore. It's almost like it's expected. It's expected. Now, can you blame the gun in this instance, or can you blame the person who used the gun? But somebody would say if he didn't have a gun, he wouldn't do it. Well, law-abiding people have guns and it doesn't happen. People that shouldn't have guns and it happens. That's the difference between accident and intentional. But then again, speaking of intent, yeah. But it doesn't matter. Like every other homicide in the city of Milwaukee, we just let it slide.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Make sure you keep hanging around at 6 o'clock. We've got Truth Unfiltered. I'll be hosting till 8 o'clock. So.
Make them back it up.
833-212-1017 is the number. Well, the U.S. Department of Education is no more. Kinda. I mean, we got one, but we don't have one. But anyway, FoxNews.com is showing that the Supreme Court has ruled on Trump's mass layoffs at the Department of Education. They cleared the way for the Trump administration to dismantle the Education Department for now. A move that advances his plans to really just get rid of the department. The High Court's decision on McMahon versus State of New York was issued in a 6-3 ruling along, of course, ideological lines, 6 conservatives, 3 liberals. The decision temporarily pauses an order by a lower court judge that had reinstated roughly 1,400 employees at the Department of Education. In March, Education Secretary Linda McMahon laid off half of the department's workforce as part of the Trump administration's broader reduction of work efforts, of enforced efforts. I'll get it right. Later that month, Trump announced in an executive order that he planned to shut the department all together. Now, some people are mad simply because it's Trump. We know had Biden done it, we would have been like, oh, that makes sense. That's great, right? But take a step back. Stop accusing people of, oh, you only support Trump. Ah! And look at what is happening. Plaintiffs argue to the High Court the Trump administration's record abundantly reveals that the true intention is to effectively dismantle the department without an authorizing statute. The Trump administration responded that the layoffs did not prove that the department was being shuttered and that the department plans to carry out its legally required functions. Congress would need to approve a full shutdown of the department's functions. So what he's doing is he came in and said, you have a mandate, and Congress said this is what the Department of Education is and this is its function. People have since added to that function without changing congressional approval. Does that make sense? So when you don't have congressional approval and all that extra stuff you do, they simply say it, you can't do that anymore. But if you can't do it anymore, there's no need for the employees that do it. And so they effectively said, we're going to shut it down. Sonia Sotomayor, justice on the United States Supreme Court, said when the executive publicly announces its intent to break the law and then executes on that promise, it's the judiciary's duty to check that lawlessness, not expedite it. But the problem is, right, the president has that power. Just like Biden had power and nobody went to court to stop it and the courts move slow, everybody takes advantage of that. It's just part of the executive branch. McMahon said in March, closing the department does not mean cutting off funds from those who depend on it. We will continue to support K-12 students, students with special needs, college student borrowers, and others who rely on essential programs. We're going to follow the law and eliminate the bureaucracy responsibly by working through Congress to ensure a lawful and orderly transition. The education secretary celebrated Supreme Court's temporary ruling today, saying her department would now deliver on its mandate to restore excellence in American education. She added, as we return education to the states, the administration will continue to perform all statutory duties while empowering families and teachers by reducing education bureaucracy. If there's one thing it should give us, is the ability to keep our money, the ability to stop begging the U.S. government for money when the money can stay right here in the state of Wisconsin, and we keep it, and we use it wisely. Now, I'm not really good on Evers just giving money away for the sake of giving money away either. He gives money to education like a drunken sailor, and education hasn't gotten better. So if it hasn't gotten better, what are we doing? What are we doing? 833-212-1017 is the number. Mill, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what the answer is, and I know y'all not going to agree to it. You know, like it said in the Bible, right? It said in Proverbs 13:24, those who spare the rod hate their children, but the one who loves them is careful to discipline them. Now, if you think God won't discipline us for a lot of things that we do, you got another thing coming. These people in this world, they care more about animals than they care about us. Now, back in the day, white people used to come along and kill black people they wasn't retributed for. They had the Ku Klux Klan. They had the police and everybody against them. But okay. You know what the answer is?
What's the answer,
you know what
Mel?
The answer is?
What's the answer, Mel?
I'm going to tell you, I'm not playing. You know what the answer is? The answer is when them kids coming to kill you and to destroy you, to destroy your property, to kill your neighborhood, then all of a sudden you got to kill them kids. You hear me? Because they all doing right. Adult
hey, Mel,
crimes.
Mel, we're not going to let you say on the radio that we need to kill kids. Like somewhere you might have thought that this was some radio show that you could call up and say whatever it is you wanted to say. That's off the wall. You can kind of say whatever you want to say, but it needs to be reasonable. And saying kids that commit crimes, we need to kill them? That's a bridge too far. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you? I'm fine. How are you? You're great. What's up?
Hi, Dr. King. I'm fine. I was just listening. Wow, that guy was tough.
Nah, ooh, he wasn't. We don't even know what he was talking about. We don't even know what he's
saying. I do. I know what he's saying.
But we ain't killing kids. We're okay until we get
I
to
know that.
That. Okay, we ain't doing
you know, I'm always going to take up for the children.
So anyway, what's
and
up?
Says, and then he says, I'm going to take up for the dogs, too, because you know I have pets.
Anyway.
And sometimes I'll tell him, pets have better than a lot of people.
Sandra, what's your
okay, pets have better than a lot of people. But my point is, well, actually, I called you to say you were talking about the shooting. And stuff, and I called you to tell you we did march. I marched Saturday with Tori.
Yeah, that's true. I marched too.
Some of the ballots.
However,
yeah.
Where's the uproar?
Well, you're going to get enough more eventually, but this is a, that was a couple thing,
this
I
is
think.
The third or fourth
that was
kid
a couple
that's
thing
died
with
in a year. What are we doing?
Well, get rid of the guns. You know what I'm going to say. And stock and shares ain't going to work.
Right. Okay.
Get rid of the guns. So you ain't going to want to hear that. But
don't tell me what I don't want to hear.
How can we can use tasers?
Don't tell me what I don't want to hear just because I disagree.
No,
so,
but you always you shortcut me on that. What I'm saying is you shortcut me on
yes,
that.
Yes, I do.
That's
because
what I'm
I don't
saying.
Feel like hearing it because you say the same thing all the time.
You just told me that. You told me
I just did.
That, that's okay. But, no, how come we can't use tasers? You know, I mean,
because when you pull a gun tasers? On me and I have a taser, I'm going to die. Like,
I mean, everybody
does that
get
even
a
make
taser.
Any sense? What everybody need a taser for? Okay.
You may
how
have,
about
you may survive a taser versus
not
a bullet?
Commit a crime. How about people act like
days,
they got some doggone sense
you know,
and not commit a crime?
Don't.
Are you saying it's okay, Sandra?
It's like the guy just shot his child. Did he just shoot his child?
What's your point?
Apparently he didn't have no sense. You can't put no sense in the people that don't have it.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, all I got to say is thoughts and prayers, and that's what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
And I don't even... I turn the TV off when they holler about the crime. I don't want to even hear it.
Okay.
Because ain't nothing going to be done. Nothing's going to be done about it, but us crying about it.
People
so.
You put in office.
Okay.
Thank you, Sandra.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Thank
not
you,
all
Sandra.
The time.
Goodbye.
It's not always people in office.
Bye.
Bye, Dr. Kidd. I'll all talk right. to you another day.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
See, I didn't feel like arguing with Sandra. I didn't feel like arguing. So then if I argue, you know who's going to lose, right? Mean.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Lord, I'm listening. The wizard got them live in the building.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm just in a line dance mood. I'm just saying. Just in a, you know, just one of them moods. Just one of them things. 833-212-1017 is the number. What's going on, Winky Blue?
Hey, good afternoon to you guys.
What's up?
The caller before Sandra, he was very upset about what's going on here.
Something wrong with him.
And I can understand. Well, I can understand some of what he's saying. What I'm thinking here, Dr. Ken, is that we've got a lot of people running around the streets, off the chains, all across the country. But let's focus on Milwaukee.
Correct.
They got guns on their side, like they, you know, like they're in like they're either security guard or police officer. They all in the living room, beatboxing, kicking it, playing games with guns on, walking through the house, man. Like this is worse than Wide Earth. Now, the only way we're going to be able to deal with this situation is some. It's going to have to be some bloodshed because we got to go. The police department is going to have to exercise, and they don't want to lose their life, and they don't want to kill nobody either. But we're going to have to exercise taking those guns from these people in the streets, man. I mean, the guns, if you don't have the proper stuff.
Correct.
And you stopped and asked, hey,
correct.
Excuse me, hold on.
Correct.
And if you draw for it, you get dead, okay? Graveyard right. dead. And ain't no sense in getting in the streets,
well,
marching.
But what do you mean by that, graveyard dead? I mean, you're saying that people
well,
should just
kill. Well, if the kid's got a gun or the man got a gun and the officer tell him to stop, hold right. it, put your hands up, and he want to still reach or play and run.
True,
well,
but there's
then
no.
What then? What
well,
are we
not,
gonna do?
Well, not run, but if you're shooting at the police or if you reach for a weapon, then I understand that. But there's no other option? None?
Well, then I tell you what, then you militarize this joint and them people come in here with the military and they go on to clean this up and start knocking them down when they come out. Hey, man, they got guns on in the living room, Dr. King. They actually doing purchases, man, out the car and in cars with the gun on their side like this is legal transactions going on. We're everywhere.
Well,
you're in the barbershop.
Well,
you got a gun.
If it's open, carry. And you're not a convicted felon, and you can carry a gun, And there's no court order that says you can't, you can.
And I think that when a police officer asks you to hold and talk to you or want to see your paper, there should be no reason for you to run. There should be no reason for you to draw for a weapon.
But most people don't. But you also know that majority of the people that the police stop that have guns are carrying them illegally.
And they might not even be a felon.
But they may not have a concealed carry license.
Right. There you go. So what I'm saying is this right here. Something has to be done on, and that doesn't have anything to do with the NRA, because we got the black NRA that's doing a marvelous thing. They're doing a marvelous thing. The black NRA, they if you haven't subscribed, people, subscribe to them. They got good things going on. However, we got people, brother, that are running around here with these weapons, and there's gonna have to be they gotta be afraid again. See, they ain't scared no more, man.
But that's because they got raised wrong. And we became a kinder, gentler place. We became a gentler place in school, gentler place in church, gentler place at work, gentler place in the street, and so now this is the byproduct. You have a generation that thinks they can do anything they want. If you hurt their feelings, they get to kill you.
We are in what you call a crisscross generation. Crisscross don't mean the letter X. It means backwards. What's good is bad. What's bad is good. That's a crisscross generation. So that's what we're in. To wear your clothes too big is good. To wear them pulled up with a nice belt is bad. To hurt a man for skipping in line and stepping on your shoe is good. To let him live and leave him alone is bad. But we've got to come up with, we need a gun task force. We don't need a gang task force.
We don't need a gun task force. What do we need a gun task force for? We already have laws. Just follow them.
No. We've had gang task force, right? Hasn't we had gang task force?
And it didn't do no good. We still got gangs.
Okay, but hold on. Okay, can I say something to you?
I'm asking you a question. What is your point?
My point is that to target, and that wouldn't be like a frisk and search and frisk, whatever that was, but that would be more to target that, man.
That's illegal.
These guys got them out here. They're everywhere with them.
Y'all complained about it, and now it's illegal. You said you didn't want it, now it's illegal.
Hold on, we didn't want what, Dr. King?
You didn't want people to get stopped and frisked. They said it was illegal, so now you can't do it.
Dr. King.
You can't.
That originated out of New York.
New York did not originally stop and frisk. It did not. What are you even talking about?
Well, no. What? Under Giuliani.
It did not.
Well, it might have been.
Stop and frisk has
there, but
always been a part of law enforcement
there.
The entire time I was in it and before me.
Proactive policing, stop and frisk, man. Okay, well, I didn't know that.
Well, when people try to tell people what's going on, nobody wants to hear it.
So you don't think we need a gun task force?
For what?
Go to the barbershop. I tell you what, Dr. King, let's me and you just
get
together
and walk
down.
Why don't you explain yourself instead of going into all these examples? For what?
To crack down on guns that are being held and handled by the wrong source. And a lot of them are under 21 years old. You're not even old enough to have a gun.
But we already know that. Let people get arrested. We won't do that. We complain. We cry. We upset. We say it's police brutality. It's racism. We blame everything and lean on the criminal. But ain't nobody fighting. If the police shot and killed somebody and they heard that they might not have had a gun, there'd be protests downtown in front of every law enforcement agency around. But a 4-year-old got shot and killed, allegedly by his father, and his mother was negligent. Nothing.
I agree with you. I agree.
So until you fix that, you don't need a gun task force. All you need to do is follow the law. Let me answer your question. All we need to do is follow the law and lock the people up, have a trial if they're found guilty, send them to prison. Stop this.
In the old world, that would be the ideal thing.
We're not talking about the old world. We already know that if you get people off the street will be safe. Like, that ain't rocket science.
Dr. Ken, we in too far right now.
No, we not. We ain't never in too far.
Man, we in too far,
It ain't never too late.
You give up on your mailing guns.
They mailing gun parts in every day. People are putting them together. These is kids under the age of 21. We got to do something. The city,
when
the world is on
them,
fire, man, and
up.
We cannot put it out.
When
we,
you
we cannot
catch
put this
them,
fire out with a water
up.
Pistol.
When you catch them, lock them up. It's kind of simple.
In the meantime,
the law
they
is already
killing.
There. Well, guess what? What you going to do? What? Stand in the way? Stand in the gap? You'll die too.
And it, well.
Then what?
I don't know. I just, hey, man, look here. I'm lost for words besides get the somebody got to crack down on. Well,
it's
then
called,
I tell you what.
It's called
let the military come on in then,
it's
man.
No.
Let the military
it's
come on in.
If you would get rid of this idiotic Collins Agreement and let the police get back to doing their job, we wouldn't have this problem in the first place. But you got black people in the city of Milwaukee that filed a lawsuit, and one of them worked in the county and sued. And now this is the nonsense that we have. So the people that you have to blame for crime in the city of Milwaukee are some of your elected officials and the people that sued the Milwaukee Police Department. One, put them under a consent decree, and now they can't do their job. And now you're complaining about crime. Well, it's your fault.
No. You know what? And
I'm
glad you said that.
I got to break.
I know that, but I'm glad you said it. But that also brings back the citizens.
I got to go.
That also brings.
Okay, he's not listening. See, I say I got to go, and he keep talking. Utter sign of disrespect. I tell you. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. When we come back, top 5 at 5, and let's talk about why crime is really here. It's called the Collins Agreement.